So it's time for Who's Naked Now?
Yeah! Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
That is the question of the day.
You are going to love this story so much. Prankster plants fake nudist sign at popular non-naked Chicago beach.
I love that. That is awesome. It says right there, we can be naked.
A prankster posted a fake sign on a popular Chicago beach over the holiday weekend warning.
Clothing optional.
It was suddenly converted to a nudist park. The counterfeit parts district sign read nude beach past this sign. the police said we've been notified that someone has installed this cheeky sign at the Loyola Beach. Please note that this is not an official Chicago Park sign.
Now, I would think you would be able to sort of fight that one in court to some degree. There's a sign. You get a picture of it naked, of course. Right next to the sign. How many people fell for it?
That is the frustrating thing about the news. They don't always follow through.
People.
The guy puts up a sign that it's a nudist beach, and you don't check if anyone went nude. It's left out of the article entirely.
Well, that's so ridiculous.
That's my point exactly.
Boo! Worst journalist ever.
But I love this guy so much.
And I'm certainly not ever going to do that. That's a good idea.
Right? I love it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
I was walking the dog earlier today. That's not code.
I was going to say, is that a euphemism?
It is not.
Why do our brains go there immediately?
I was walking the dog, and I went by a house that I always go by because I'm fascinated by the owner of this house and the owner of this dog at the house.
Okay.
So I walk by with the dog, and it's a bulldog.
Yours is a bulldog?
No.
Theirs is a bulldog.
Hers is a bulldog.
Okay.
And it's behind a screen door.
Okay.
So it can see and we can hear.
I see you right there. I'll kill you. I'll come out and bite you.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Like full on panic mode.
Right.
I can't believe it. I've never seen anybody walk by.
Every single time I walk by, it's the exact same thing.
It's got to be the same all day, every day.
And there's a woman in the back that's going, Sam, stop. First of all, it's not even Sammy. Come on. Sam, stop. And I just want to go up to her and go, do you realize that you have zero effect on this dog? You're shouting stop, and the dog hears nothing.
Right. So if you walk by and you hear her yell Sammy or Sam seven times, then 3 minutes later, someone else is going to walk by.
Right.
That's 14 times.
Yes.
And someone else is going to walk by. When the mailman gets there, it's probably 14 just for him.
Don't you get frustrated if your dog doesn't at least look at you before continuing?
I don't care. I killed him.
I don't get it.
I don't hear you at all.
So we want to talk about neighbors that don't have any control over their pets.
Mm.
Now, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want your kid getting his arm bitten off. We're trying to have fun. We want fun stories.
Right.
But your neighbors have no control over their pets.
Right.
Also, I have a neighbor whose pet dog barks all day.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop.
You know, we have this major problem where we can't leave our dog alone because she just howls and howls.
Oh my God.
We live our life around keeping her happy and staying at home and trying to figure out. And because I don't want to do that to the neighbors. I mean, if I didn't care, you know what I mean?
You would be my neighbor if you didn't care.
I just figured people probably could do without hearing that.
Yeah, of course.
Probably could do without it.
There has to be a way for you to solve that. Have you ever thought of that? No.
No. Yeah. Okay. She's an old dog. She didn't like anything. She didn't care. She's like, shut up. I'm going to howl.
So your neighbors don't have any control of their pets.
Don't bother with making sure they don't howl. Or
right.
Yeah.
Funny stories only, please. 818-955-KLOS. I wish I could see those guys in the next couple days.
Friday night, how far into their set at Power Trip do you think they'll be before they play that new one, perhaps?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, you do have a chance to go see it, except for you, Kevin. Mwahaha! We have those three-day passes we'll be giving away in the 5 o'clock hour. We play AC/DC, right?
Yes.
You play AC/DC sometime between 5 and 6. You be caller 25, and we'll give you tickets to the Empire Polo Club for all three nights. And if you're going to be out there in the RV lot all weekend, KLOS will be there. Stop by and see us if you're in the area. Check out the Miracle Mile RV show October 6th to the 15th, where the 10 and the 210 meet in Colton.
We're talking about neighbors that don't have any control of their pets. You have one of those?
So my neighbor, two mornings that we
woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning because they just leave the patio door open and let their dog go out in the backyard.
Oh my God.
How annoying.
Oh.
So one morning we walked down the street to their house because they're below us on the street below.
Right.
And we knew they had a ring. And so we went up to their ring and we're like, this is not acceptable.
Because it's 2 a.m. and you're tired and you've heard it so many times and you sort of lose sight of, oh, this is going to be on film.
How are you that calm?
This is not
acceptable behavior at 2 a.m.
I don't think we were that calm.
Yeah, no, okay.
I'm sure they woke up to their ring doorbell with two people yelling at them.
Shut up, your dog!
We don't hear him in the middle of the night anymore.
Well done.
There you go.
Well done.
Well done.
During the day, he still goes off, but
right.
I mean, I'll take it, not at night.
No, yeah, at least not at night. Well done. Ring, that kind of comes in handy. You don't have to actually see them at the face-to-face. You can do it that way. I like it.
Exactly. And you got to wake them up at 2:30 just like their dog woke up.
There you go.
Yep.
Right on. Perfect. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So, I had a dog that is a puppy. It got out at night and dragged all the neighbor's shoes, and I mean for blocks, out into the street. There were shoes just everywhere.
Because they leave their shoes out on the porch?
Out on the porch, exactly.
And then I see.
And this puppy decided that all of those shoes that were on the porches should be out in the middle of the street.
They were just, it was unbelievable, because I ride a motorcycle to work, so when I got up in the morning, I took off, and my wife told me later, she's like, there were shoes for blocks everywhere.
That's really weird.
Shoes on the porches.
That's very weird.
Bob was his name, and Bob was quite the a-hole.
Bob. Damn it, Bob.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Ed Reed from Lakewood. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Your neighbors have no control of their pets?
Yeah, it's funny you talk about this. It just started like a month ago, and the dog just uncontrollably barks. But when I go in the backyard, I notice it jumps. And I'm seeing this damn dog's head and...
Oh, no.
Yeah, front legs over a 5'10" wall. And I'm thinking, that thing jumps the fence and I'm going to be running my ass off.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. But it's very silly to see a dog head popping up, isn't it?
That is hilarious.
Boing.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, totally.
I've been bitten by a dog in the face. So I'm like, okay.
Totally understandable. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Well, maybe you just need to take away the trampoline.
Put up a higher fence.
Yeah,
go up another 6 feet.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your neighbors don't have any control of their pets. We are talking about neighbors that don't have any control of their pets. You have one?
She got this little white terrier that just would not stop yapping. All day.
Yep, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, like a little one. And it was a puppy. I'll give it, benefit of the doubt, whatever. But I discovered this thing called Busy Butter. And it's, imagine like CBD for dogs and peanut butter.
Really?
So, yeah, I took apple slices and I would coat the whole thing in CBD peanut butter and just toss it over the fence. And then it would stop barking after about a half hour. And I would do that for like a week.
It'd be like, bark,
and it,
bark.
A job well done.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Perfect.
That's what calms me down. This next twofer, however, won't. Dude, we're going to do a twofer right now on Tuesday of 9-inch nails.
Oh, fantastic. There is a holistic master coach in Canada.
Dirk Gently?
Samantha Lotus.
Oh, that's so close. I was so close.
She says sight problems. She says you don't need glasses.
Okay.
Her account has now gone private, but this is what she had to say.
What's the one thing that your optometrist doesn't want you to know about?
I don't know. Why is she pausing? Why won't she tell us?
Suspense.
The one thing my optometrist doesn't want me to know about.
Right.
That he had an affair with my woman.
I mean, no. That's oddly specific.
Well, I don't know.
The fact that you do not need glasses.
Guess I do. I bloody well do. I didn't
no,
used to.
You don't.
I don't?
Nope.
Really?
And here's why.
I can reach into my own locker and smash my glasses?
Yep.
That's right. You may have been told that you need glasses, but that's actually a lie. There are mental, emotional, physical, and even spiritual reasons why you may not be seeing. And I'm here to tell you that that can be healed. If you want to learn more, read the comments.
Oh, man. I'll bet the comments have been very thoughtful and nice.
A 35-year-old woman touting an $11 class that is held on Zoom with holistic multidimensional healing.
Multidimensional.
For those with vision problems.
You know, usually I have just one-dimensional healing, and it feels good.
It's not the same.
But yeah, you know, I guess if you take it to...
Experts call it quackery, warning that Miss Lotus's claims are not based in any kind of science and are potentially harmful.
I mean, you would think, like, how many thousands of years? I mean, glasses go back a long ways.
No kidding.
You would think that somebody at some point would have figured out, hold on, if you just go,
nobody looked at the multidimensional whatever.
Oh, exactly.
The holistic multidimensional healing.
Well, there's your problem.
In the caption of the video, she claimed that she's reversed her need for glasses and can help you do the same, Sluggo.
For $11.
Isn't that great? She told her followers that she was offering a two-hour masterclass.
2 hours.
That would, quote, blow their minds and was available to those who are ready to truly see and open to holistic multidimensional healing.
I see what she's doing.
She added, for you, Sluggo, if you're closed-minded and want to stay a victim,
yes, please.
This is, in all caps, not for you.
Noted! Get a lot of requests for Dio on our Friday night thing.
That is correct. Just
throwing our little Dio in for you this lovely Monday afternoon.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for...
I need dollar, that's what I need.
All right, the top 10 places to visit in Los Angeles, according to TripAdvisor.
Oh, TripAdvisor.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's okay. All right.
Top
10
places to visit in Los Angeles.
By the way, we got to talk about your last dollar when I did win. I found out when I took it to the bank, it was just photocopied. Yeah. It was black and white.
They all have
it's
been.
It's not a regular dollar,
they
man.
They all have been.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, everyone else like, took the
it?
Money.
Huh,
yeah, yeah.
That's great.
One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one real American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. All right, so this is for out-of-towners. This is for tourists.
Yes.
These are the top 10 things to do and see and be at in Los Angeles.
Yes.
According to TripAdvisor.
Yes.
I mean, I suppose the Walk of Fame must be on there, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The Walk of Fame? It's not.
So maybe it's not terribly obvious ones like that.
I mean, I think you'll agree with most of the list.
Yeah, sure. Of course. There's just so damn much to do in this town.
Right. Agreed.
I would say maybe taking a movie at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Hollywood movie. Forever Cemetery is a great choice.
Right.
But a wrong answer. That is not... TripAdvisor is not aware of that.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Most out-of-towners. You know, see who's playing at the Whiskey, the Roxy, the Troubadour. Hit one of the classic, you know, see one of your favorite bands.
Another great
venues.
Answer.
Right? I just love to hear lots
You're really
of
coming up with good answers.
I love driving people around this town. Head out to Santa Monica. Hit 3rd Street Promenade. Go to the pier. Go to the beach at Santa Monica.
3rd Street Promenade is great.
Right?
Santa Monica is great.
Right?
Nope.
Come on. All right, what does TripAdvisor suggest people do?
All right, number 10
I'm surprised.
The Walt Disney Concert Hall. That's downtown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Number 9, La Brea Tar Pits.
Who cares?
Number 8, the Hollywood sign.
You know, I was going to say that because I was thinking if they say get park yourself on Beechwood to take a picture, get out of my driveway! I lived on Beechwood and people were always out there almost getting hit.
So but, you were right near a sign that everybody came to and visited.
Right.
And you didn't guess it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Because I didn't want to encourage anybody to park on Beechwood because it's annoying.
Number 7, the Grove.
Oh.
Number 6, Staples Center. Kind of your idea is that stuff is going to happen there.
Yeah.
Battleship USS Iowa.
What?
Museum.
No.
I think that's in Long Beach. Peterson Automotive Museum,
yes.
Number 4.
All right, there you go. I agree with that one.
Number 3, Griffith Observatory.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Or whatever it's
that's
said.
Cool.
Number 2 is the Getty Center.
Sure, that's a good one.
And number 1 is Universal Studios Hollywood.
Mm, oh, I thought about that, but then I thought the obvious ones weren't happening.
You literally didn't get one.
I was also going to say amoeba, and you should get a Pink's hot dog, and you should take in a TV show taping. So I think my suggestions are better than tripping.
Yours are. Yours are great. And yet you got zero correct.
No dollars!
You should have to pay me a dollar.
Okay. Here, I just printed this up. Here you go. Los Angeles, John Doe from that movie, or for that band, is in a new movie with this guy, Matt Pinfield. Howdy, sir.
Fuggo, what's up, man? How are you today?
I'm doing good. What's it like being in a movie, DOA, the reworking of the film noir, with John Doe? What was that like, man?
You know, shooting that movie was incredible because I was always a huge fan of X, and I loved the L.A. rock and punk rock scene. So, you know, it was incredible. You know, I'd seen him in movies like Roundhouse.
Sure.
Oh, sorry, Roadhouse.
Yep.
Roadhouse. Remember?
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, I knew he was an actor, and it was such a great opportunity to shoot with him. And, you know, after being in TV shows like and being, you know, playing myself in Portlandia or Dennis Leary's Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll and Effects, or, you know, like the Naked Brothers span on Nickelodeon, where I play a mean version of myself in a show. It was so great to actually be asked to play an actual role. And so I played a police captain, Captain Parker, in this film.
That's so weird. That's cool. I can't see you as a cop. I can't wait to see the movie. It's called DOA. And there's a screening happening at Los Feliz, the 3, this coming Friday night. It's already completely sold out. But I understand you've got a pair of passes we could give away right now.
Yeah, I'd like to give them away because I think people will love the movie. It's a remake of the 1949 film with a new script. But it's got all the classic cars from the late 1940s. It's incredible. It was a great experience. And I think people really enjoyed it. Did incredible at the festivals. And it was a great opportunity to shoot it. You know, I shot it before the pandemic. And then it made the festival rounds after the pandemic. And now it's finally becoming available for streaming. And we have this screening where John Doe's going to do it.
Yeah, John's actually going to be there along with Allison Anders, the director, answering questions after the movie, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's very cool. That one's already sold out, but we can get you on the guest list if you can for sure go this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. After that, as of the 10th, DOA is going to be streaming on Amazon, Apple, Google, all those sort of things. So, awesome. Just because we're here in Los Angeles, I was told that they have done an interim agreement with SAG, so there's no worries there. So, it's all cool to talk about it. And
we wouldn't do it otherwise because I'm a SAG member, too.
Yeah, me too. 100%. Very much behind them. So, very cool. All right. So, if you can go see DOA, the premiere at the Los Feliz 3 this coming Friday night with John Doe actually in attendance answering questions after the movie, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. And then be looking for my pal Matt Pinfield streaming after the 10th on Apple and Google and Amazon. Very cool, Matt. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I hope people like it. And, you know, it's me pretending to be an actor. So, playing a police captain. So, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Give me five.
Songs that refuse to stay in the same key. At some point during the song changes key. Off it goes in a different direction. If you can think of one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Songs with a key change, or two, is what we're looking for today, and give me five. Songs that change key, somewhere in the middle. You know, I was just reading the other day that you don't do that so much anymore. I don't know if you've noticed. It used to be pretty common. That one's from the 70s, the next one from the 70s. Some of the older ones are when they like to change keys.
Kevin and Sluggo, you gotta play this song because it changes like five times. Band on the Run by Paul McCartney.
That's true. It goes all over the place.
Yeah, and I love it. Oh, my God.
It refuses to stay in one place, and I love that about it.
It brings back memories.
Dude, done deal. Right on, dude. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You guys are the best. Thank you.
We were looking for songs with key changes, and that's a famous one from the Beatles. The verses are in B, and the chorus is there in A. Dude can crank out some seriously loud rock. Aaron Jones is who that is. A-Y-R-O-N Jones. Blood in the water. But he also does really personal stuff. Like, his music is very, very personal. And it really has a story behind it every single time. Chronicles of the Kid is the name of the album that one's on.
Large amount of marijuana washes up on Florida Beach.
Yes! Is it anywhere near where the cocaine was?
Florida's getting everything.
Yeah, man.
That's not seaweed. A large amount of marijuana washed up on Neptune Beach in Florida over the weekend.
You know, I've been thinking I want beachfront property when I retire. And this,
Neptune Beach is the place.
I'm going to Neptune Beach.
Police officer said marijuana washed ashore on Saturday.
Right on.
Officer said a large quantity likely broke open at sea and separated before coming ashore. They were also telling people in the area to not think that they could go down and get some free weed.
Yeah, they're wrong. You can. Go.
It quickly began to degrade and rot after it floated in the ocean for some time.
Well, you dry it out and you go ahead and take your chances. And hold on a second. Someone's calling on the Heineken 00 hotline. Hello?
Seaweed.
Who's this?
Seaweed. Hey, it's Kyle the shark.
Kyle! I just spoke to you yesterday.
Yeah, I called you guys yesterday.
Yeah, but you were really
Really hopped up on cocaine, I believe.
Yeah, right? So we're swimming in the water, right? And it's me and Stevie and Alan. And we see these packages and we're like, oh, this is great. More
cocaine. Right.
And so we start eating it, right? It is not cocaine at all. Not even a little bit. I don't know what it is. It's like a salad or something. Stevie has never been funnier, dude. I'm telling you that.
You've always talked smack about Stevie and how unfunny he is.
I know, Stevie's lazy and boring, but now he's like wildly entertaining to me for some reason.
Now, the cocaine had made you not hungry. Are you suddenly finding yourself ravenous?
Well, yeah. I'm eating everything now, man.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Like, who have you eaten so far?
I don't know. It's hard to tell at this point. It's due with the surfer or something. Because it definitely had, like, a rubber taste to it. I think he was wearing one of his suits.
Well, Florida for the win. It's taking care of you sharks.
Wow.
Oh, man. Stay gay. Don't stay gay. I don't care, man. Keep the drugs coming.
Cinderella.
Is that Pee Wee Herman saying our keyword?
I don't know what it is. It just came out. It's Cinderella.
The keyword this hour is Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella.
Later on, we'll tell you to call and be caller 25, and you have to have that keyword to win tickets to join us at the second annual KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure Park.
You also have to say it like that, too.
Cinderella.
Yes, we insist. I was eating cherries today.
Okay.
And
is that code for something?
Nope. It's not code at all. I was eating cherries.
Uh-huh.
And I dropped one.
Mm-hmm.
And with my left hand, I reached out and grabbed it before it hit the ground. Yeah.
Damn.
And I thought about it, because I've thought about this before, and I thought, I am exceptionally good at that.
Oh, really? At catching stuff before it falls?
Yes.
Huh. When you drop it.
Also,
yeah.
Who cares?
The Cherry Foundation.
I mean, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I barely care, but I'm really good at it.
I mean, it's kind of sad because it's instigated by...
by a mistake.
Right.
If I learned not to drop things, I wouldn't need it.
By, you know, yeah. So then,
But I'm exceptionally well at something zero people care about.
So your brain tells you, uh-oh, I'm going to drop something.
Right.
But no one would be impressed by that.
Right, zero. Yeah,
they wouldn't even notice, probably.
No.
Even if they did.
Like, and if they did, we're like,
nice
all right.
Nice catch, bro.
No, they would. No one would even say that. It's just so irrelevant. So I thought, I can't be the only one that has this kind of talent.
Something that you can do that really is kind of impressive to your brain.
Yes.
But no one else would
the
care.
The most insignificant talent.
Right. Yes.
Because even telling this story sounds dumb. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed to say that I'm proud of this.
Right. I always know what time it is. Who cares?
Do you?
Yeah, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I can usually tell you within 8 to 10 minutes what time it is.
Is that right?
That's
really
weird. And who cares?
Also, who cares?
Right.
But that's a weird thing that you can do.
I have such a fascination with time. I don't know why. I can usually almost always know exactly what time. Well, I annoy my wife all the time going, you know, she'll say, what time is it? I'll guess.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, well, about 12 minutes off. That's it. Well done.
So you're great at that.
Yeah.
And yet,
no one cares. Big deal.
So you're great at something.
Doesn't
and who cares?
Doesn't do me any good. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Your most insignificant talent. 818-955-KLOS.
Regale us once again with your special talent, Kevin.
Amazing story.
Yes.
I was eating cherries and I dropped one and automatically caught it with my other hand before it hit the ground.
And that is your special power.
And I was very, very impressed with myself. In my head, I heard... But really zero people care.
Right. No, oh, he didn't waste that cherry. That's awesome.
Even if they saw it, they wouldn't care.
No, they wouldn't care.
So that's what we're talking about. Your most insignificant talents. KLOS, hello.
Mine is the exact same one as yours, Kevin.
Is it?
Yep. I did it this morning when I was picking one of my vitamins, and it rolled out of my hand, and I swiped it up with the other hand before it hit the floor. About belt high.
Which is impressive, and yet no one cares.
Nope.
Yep, without looking.
Right. That's crazy good. Was it lucky, or have you noticed that you have that reaction?
It's just a reaction, probably reaction and a little bit of luck, but I'm pretty damn good at it.
Yeah. Now, are you any good at baseball? Like if you usually catch it when someone throws you or heads up, here you go, you grab it out of the air?
Hand-eye coordination.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, a lot better when I was young. I don't move as fast now that I'm in my
house. Sure.
But at least you keep things from falling to the floor.
You're damn right.
Congratulations
right
to
on,
you.
Man. Thank you for calling. That's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, we're talking about insignificant talents. No one cares.
No one cares.
Yeah, well, I can take a cigarette, lit or not, and flick it into my mouth and catch it in my lips.
I kind of like that.
You can do what? Flip it into your mouth and catch it?
Yes, I can.
Whether it's lit or not. And do you always catch the right side?
Usually the first or second time, yeah. But it's totally insignificant. My wife just thinks it's like so irrelevant.
Oh, there's no way. Hanging out at the pool hall when we were tweens, I would have been really impressed by that,
it's
man.
It's super impressive, yeah. And yet no one cares.
Yeah, it doesn't do any good. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Ed Weed from Lakewood. How you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about your most insignificant talents.
Well, I can blow bubbles from my tongue with my saliva.
You can blow bubbles.
How big are bubbles?
With your saliva. Well,
they're very small.
Oh, very small. I mean, I think I did that when I was three, but I don't think I've done
it. I don't think I've ever even tried that.
Really?
You get it from underneath your tongue. And then you gently blow, and you can do it.
Yeah. Kevin, don't do that now.
It was something me and my friends did. My wife did it. Saliva.
Right.
He's getting it all over the mic. Come on.
Listen, that's impressive, and yet no one cares. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have your most insignificant talent.
What's up, Kevlar and Pluggo?
We're talking about your most insignificant talents. Do you have one?
As a human being, I can be pretty clumsy, man. I don't fall all the time, but I fall enough.
Right.
And the fall, you know, is just the clumsy part. But I turn into a ninja as I'm starting to fall. Like, I do, like, Link to the Past Zelda rolls out of it. I mean, I'm falling off my roof doing Christmas lights. I mean, I've tripped over huge things and somehow, like, did some crazy somersault roll over it and, like, landed back on my feet. I don't know how, but, yeah.
Has anybody ever caught this on video? Because this sounds like something the world needs to see.
I know, that's the right thing. No, it happens at the port all the time when I'm working, man. You know, nobody's ever impressed, though. They're just like, nobody's going to fall so much. And I'm like, oh, well.
Right, but you think, hey, if everybody saw this, they would be really impressed.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm always impressed. Like, you know, that sound plays in my head just like you hear.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Right on, dude. Bye. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I can cry evenly.
What do you mean evenly? Oh, so it's always down the both of your cheeks at the exact same time?
Exactly.
Huh.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. That seems like that would be something someone could use in a film.
Yeah, exactly. I have had people tell me that.
How did you find out about that? Like, when did you notice
it? Someone first told me. One time I was crying and someone said, did you know your tears fall down identically even?
And you're like, I'm very upset here, but, oh, that's kind of weird.
Wow, that's very strange.
And then I started checking it out in the mirror, and I noticed, yep, they're in the exact same place.
Wow, that's funky. I like it.
So it's not something you even try. It just happens.
It just happens.
It just happens.
Wow.
Huh.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Right on. Thank you. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
Your most insignificant talent. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the talent.
Yes, your most insignificant talent.
So if I go inside of a pool underwater, I can blow bubbles out of my nose, catch them in my eye, and see clearly in the bottom of the pool.
What in God's name are you talking about?
Wow.
You can catch a bubble in your eye?
That I blow out of my nose, yes.
I gotta think you've been doing that since you were 10.
Yeah, exactly. I used to do it in the lake when I was growing up, and now I can still do it. It's just, it's something I do naturally. I don't know why. and I taught my daughter to do it.
Really?
I teach her, but I explained it to her, and she can do the same thing.
Wait, so you're saying because there's a bubble of air in your eye, you can see clearly?
I can totally see that.
Yeah. That is correct, yes.
That's nonsense, and I love it.
But oh, there was a problem with this talent. That's kind of impressive. So we're looking for ones that aren't.
Insignificant?
That's pretty cool.
It's a little impressive.
Yeah.
I've told people, and they don't care.
Yeah, well.
They're idiots.
Who cares?
The hell with them.
Who cares?
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I can open up beer bottles with my forearm.
With your forearm?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You just stick the top of the beer bottle and turn.
And push hard against your forearm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
Yep. And yet, really kind of useless.
And yet, no one cares. Unless everybody's sitting around and they want to drink a beer and they don't have an opener and they turn to you and you're the hero. Yep.
There you go.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. Your most insignificant talent?
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
Oh, really?
I don't know that that's insignificant.
No, that can be pretty impressive.
Well, I have my kids in the car and they both say they don't know why that matters. Right.
So. No, I don't either.
Yeah, we don't either. We don't
just
know.
Think that means you're like,
bye.
What's his face from Kiss?
Bye.
I think she's hanging up. Right? I don't blame you. Okay, thank you.
Gene Simmons?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanks
Say hi
calling.
To your kids and thanks for calling.
Goodbye, thanks.
Now for your dining and dancing pleasure, a moment with Kevin. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Danny Elfman is on the phone. Danny, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I see on an Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chicken.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Wow,
dude.
I knew it was something.
Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals
Listen,
they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beak.
I hope you heard us talking to our own Matt Pinfield just a few minutes ago about the new movie he's in called DOA. It's going to be available for streaming as of the 10th of this month on Amazon, Apple, Google, that sort of thing. But there's a screening in Los Feliz this Friday night. It's sold out. And Matt had a couple of tickets to give out. Who's this?
This is Pat.
Pat, you want to go to the screening with John Doe of DOA Friday night in Los Feliz?
Is this for real?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
No way.
Yeah, you're caller 13, man.
Man.
Are you able to go this Friday night?
Is it most definitely.
Awesome. Well, it is at the Los Feliz 3, and it's already completely sold out. John Doe is going to be there answering questions after the movie. So is Allison Anders, the director, and Matt Pinfield in DOA. You are there.
No way.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy right now.
A lot of people have played, but only a few people have come up with exactly what we're looking for in the KLOS name game. It is your turn. Be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Be able to play this round. It is worth $500. And if you're caller 25, you get to play. Your dialing music is the new Stone song, Angry, on KLOS. Good luck.
Yay. Hooray. Well done. Neat. Yay.
That was a David Bowie song.
Oh. Songs that change key. Songs with key changes. That's what we're going to be looking for. And give me five a little later today. But right this second.
The name game. Name game.
Hello. Who are you?
Jesse.
Jesse, your caller, 25.
Oh, cool.
Bob Barker would like you to know you're going to play the name game now on KLOS.
Nice.
He'd also like to say to you, blah, blah, blah. So we're looking for the name of a former Lakers player who is a member of at least one Lakers championship roster. And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Rick Fox and John Sally. Both of those were incorrect. So what do you think it is? Who are we looking for?
Let's go with... Oh, man. What's his name?
I can't help you with that. I'm sorry. That would be cheating.
Let's just go with Shaq.
Shaq.
I can't think of it.
Shaquille O'Neal?
O'Neal.
Hold on a second. We're asking the official computer. Oh, it looks like it's fallen on its wallet. No, I'm sorry. That's not right.
No worries.
Sorry, man. Right on, dude. All right, so next hour, it's up to $600. Kevin has stepped out of the studio for a moment. Yeah. So I was thinking, why don't I play the name game right now? Since you're listening and all, Just grab your phone, be caller 25-818-955-KLOS, and you get to play the name game right this second. Natasha telephoned Heidi and Frank this morning, and she guessed the name of that 90s movie we've been looking for quite a while. She won herself $4,900 because she came up with Kindergarten Cop. That was the 90s movie you were looking for, which means we've moved on. The name game, name game. Hello, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trina calling for the name game.
You are playing the name game.
Woo!
You're caller 25.
Unbelievable.
So what we're looking for this round is the name of a former Lakers player who was a member of at least one Lakers championship roster. And let me tell you that the last couple of guesses were Shaq. You ever heard of Shaq? Shaquille O'Neal?
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Fox. And both of those were wrong. So for $600, who do you think it is?
How about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I knew that, dude. He's an airline pilot, man. Hold on a second. Checking with the NBA stats and... I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Aw, next time.
Now, yeah, there you go. Next time, between 5 and 6, it'll be worth $700.
Right on. Keep rocking, guys.
That's nice and all, but right this second, it is time to play the name game. Do you feel it'll be caller 25? You think you can make that happen? If so, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. You'll be playing for $700. The name game. Oh, the name game.
Don,
are you ready to play our precious little game?
Even more so, I'm ready to win some money.
That is the right attitude, my friend. It's $700 on the line in the KLOS name game. This time, we're looking for the name of a former Lakers player who was a member of at least one Lakers championship roster. You a Lakers fan?
Hey, bleed the purple and gold.
Hold on a second. I'm going to cut myself. Yep, I'm doing it too. Last couple of guesses, Don, were Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Shaq. So they were digging deep for that. Those weren't correct. Who do you think it is?
I'm going to go out the box in this one. How about Mark Landsberger?
Hold on. Checking with the refs. They're saying it was offsides, a little out of bounds there, but... No, I'm sorry. That's not right.
Okay. Get you on the rebound.
Right on, man. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, another chance to play for $800 at 8 a.m. The boom went the boom. Crossbone Scully is who that is. Feet, Alice Cooper, and Phil from Def Leppard. And now those guys very active on Instagram. If you scroll back just a few posts from them, you'll run into something they did with Matt Pinfield, chatting with Matt Pinfield, Crossbone Scully, on Instagram. I'm hoping to talk to Matt here in just a little while. He might have something to do for you, something you can do this coming Friday night. That'll be sometime between now and 5, so stick around for that. You love the Beatles, eh? Slug Monstrosity on this first wave deal. Then be listening to KLOS tomorrow. You've heard there's new Beatles recording on the horizon. It's an unearthed song, and it'll be on KLOS tomorrow. You'll be hearing it tomorrow and through the weekend. Certainly Chris Carter will be telling you all about it this coming Sunday with Breakfast with the Beatles. Lots of new Beatles. It's going to be what? You'll be listening to that tomorrow. Quite a few birthdays today. Lyle Lovett getting a little bit older. Anthony Kiedis from the Chili Peppers and Rick Allen of Def Leppard all have birthdays on the 1st of November. Thanks to some incredible performances at CBGB in New York, the Talking Heads were offered and signed a label deal with Sire Records on this day in rock. 1976. It was filmed quite a bit earlier, but MTV Unplugged Nirvana in New York was released on this day in rock in 1994.